You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
The following is a paid program. Warning. The views expressed come from men who've spent half their lives in grease-stained overalls, inhaling hazardous fluids. Before taking any advice, consider the source. This program will contain humor of a questionable nature.
A mechanic tries to fix your car. No matter if you're near or far, he'll change your oil or fix your flat, and he'll do it just like that.
Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, give it a crunch and don't hurt yourself. He crushes it over the driveway wall, and he's walking very weird. Good day from Dave's Corner Garage. The audience is here, along with Alan Gilman and our guest for the full hour.
You being the audience, of course.
Of course. I just checked the back of my underwear. Yeah, I am the Audie. That's different how it's spelled like that. Ryan Rogers is also with us, who is the National Brand Manager with Car Cost Canada.
How you doing, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Good. Get a little closer to the microphone, sure. So you're a star. All right, and we...
We're going to go out to the auction?
Yes. So do you want to trip all over me or I trip all over you?
Go ahead.
Right. Okay.
Tie up your laces.
Because I know your wife's listening.
Oh, you're not even wearing laces.
No.
And you still fell down.
I got my cowboy boots on, boy. I'm going down to Texas. So coming up this hour, Ryan's going to tell you how a neat way to go get a car before you go into a dealership. Mm-hmm. And areas like that. There's a great car auction going on all weekend at the International Center. We're going to find out for you to get out there what you can look for and maybe shop around. And Smokey Robinson, right? I thought you'd jump in on that.
No.
You're being nice.
You told me to back off.
Oh, so I did not. Now your wife's going to really go crazy. And more importantly, towards the end of the hour, we're going to announce the winner of the Salem Winter Kickoff Contest. The first prize, a pair of tickets for the Argo Bomber game on the 21st. And the grand prize... a full set of tires from Salem Tires. So if you've registered, stick around and we'll let you know what's going on.
And of course, me with a whole lot of automotive expert experience, I'm here to answer your car care questions.
Tons of calls. So listen, the lines are open. Anything to do with your car, we're welcome to take your calls in. And we'll talk to Ryan Rogers from Car Cost Canada right after this. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Stay with us. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. Ryan Rogers is with us for the entire hour from Car Cost Canada. So if you're listening to us online, as many people do, you can go to davescornergarage.com, flick it on, listen through your computer or whatever. We don't want to get too personal. And you can check out carcostcanada.com and follow the bouncing digital ball. Al, camera three is yours.
All right, Ryan, pay attention. Here's the first question of the day.
Oh, sure. This is like a game show.
What is Car Cost Canada?
All right, so we are essentially an online new car pricing service, mm-hmm. and our mission or our goal is to help our members save money on their new car and have a great experience while doing it. So go into the dealer, mm-hmm. you know, not be hassled, and really feel like they had a good experience.
Members, so it's a membership kind of program?
It is a membership program. So the way it actually works is what happens is you go to carcostcanada.com, right. as Steve mentioned, and you get your free report. And on this free report, you're going to see three things. The dealer invoice price, mm-hmm. All the available incentives on your vehicle, and a recommendation to a trusted dealer, assuming one is available in your area. So those are going to be the three key components.
All right. So you're going to be armed with how much that car costs.
Yep.
How much the car costs the dealership.
Absolutely. Yep.
And, of course, how much more you're going to get off in rebates.
Absolutely. Ooh, so can I jump in? So you're going to be able to see what the dealer costs?
That's
what
right.
it costs so for the car.
You're going to see what the dealer paid for that vehicle.
Good ammo.
And as Alan mentioned, too, the real key component of this is the available rebates, because you're going to save big in those areas. And really what those are basically things that the manufacturer offers directly to the consumer, mm-hmm. discounts. Basically, it's like secret cash you didn't know you had in your pocket. You know, depending on how you're paying, are you leasing? Are you paying cash? Are you a member of Costco?
Those are all different ways. These that are you're all save more money.
Absolutely, these are all different ways. And the thing is, if you don't have a report, you would have no way of seeing these discounts because oftentimes the manufacturer or the dealer, or whoever, they don't really market these effectively, and really they don't have to market them at all if they don't want to. So you need a report in order to see these discounts.
Well, I guess people get fooled because you know you walk into the dealership and you see the cars and they have the build sheet in the window,
right?
And you're kind of guessing that. Isn't this is what it costs? But there's a huge variance. Yeah,
there is some variance for sure.
And you're also sweating when you're going in there.
Yeah. Well, right, and of course here online there's really no pressure, correct?
You've also got a really wide selection. I would have thought, going into this, it's just there'd be a very secured amount of brands, but you've got everything from BMWs to the Land Rover, Jeep, Lexus, everything's there.
I mean, yeah, we even got most high-end vehicles, pretty much most. Well, not every, but most new cars sold in Canada, you're going to be able to find
Hyundai
lowest pricing on.
Hyundai!
Now, I think the best thing for me, though, too, was the fact that you do have preferred dealers.
Absolutely. That's
so this means that, when I walk in there and I mm-hmm. now do I announce that I've got a quote from CarCost?
Absolutely. So what a recommended dealer really is, it is just a trusted dealership who's shown to provide a high level of care to our customers in the past. And has continued to do so and has provided that transparent, cordial experience for the member. So, what's going to happen when you have your report, you're going to see who the dealer is, who you're going to talk to. You're going to bring that in.
Oh, so you'll actually have a salesperson's name.
You'll have a guy's name on the report and you can bring that in. You can call that person up,
mm-hmm.
That kind of thing, right? Just so you know you're speaking with someone who can really help you.
Right. And I think you're going to want to look for that person,
absolutely.
He or she. Because otherwise, you're not going to want to waste some other salesman's time.
No, right. Normally, they'll have someone at the dealership who's kind of trusted to handle CarCost Canada customers, and they'll be on your report, and that's the person you're going to want to talk to. And that's really the whole key with this.
Well, sure, because the big difference, too, is, you talk to a regular salesman, he's a commission-based player.
Absolutely.
Whereas,
how you make your money.
Well, or in this case here, you're going to talk to, for example, the sales manager or a fleet manager.
That's exactly
a guy who's not paid on a commission basis.
So what are you seeing right now early into CarCost Canada? What is maybe the number one thing that people come back to you for?
Yeah, so I mean,
the best price.
Right. So there is obviously the best price, right? The best price is something that everybody wants. But I think even more than that, it's just the experience of being empowered with the right information and knowing that you're getting kind of a good experience, a good deal. It's the whole package, right? It's not being bewildered when you walk in because you have no information. You don't know who you're talking to. People come out. I talk to them all the time, and they are so thankful that this kind of service exists to kind of demystify the,
It takes away, everybody has the sweats when they go in.
Absolutely.
Leave that alone now. But it's almost like self-driving. It's like self-driving cars. This is almost a self-driving way of getting through all the
That's a great way to put it. Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Rename the company. Self-driving CarCost Canada. No, that wouldn't work.
No, because when self-driving cars come out, people aren't going to be buying cars much anymore, because you won't need to.
I don't know.
I'm just going to ring it up on my watch.
But I like the fact that you've got, the brands that you have, especially, the big ones that obviously you see being advertised all the time, like Ford,
I guess the shorter list would be what you don't carry. What can't you get information on?
And you're right.
Maseratis.
Yeah, Maserati, Ferraris.
Damn.
Very, very, low volume vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are the only vehicles, exotics. Those are the only vehicles we don't carry.
All right, listen, we have Ryan in from CarCost Canada for the full hour. So if you have any questions about a really cool way of buying a car before you go in, give us a call. And more importantly, that's terrible. As importantly, if you got any car questions, Mr. Alan Gelman is here. We've got somebody on the line.
I am. We got Marianne in Toronto whose transmission has gone bye-bye.
So hang on to your transmission in literally, and we'll be back right after this. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. And don't forget, before the hour is out and we're out of here, we're going to announce the two winners for the Salen Kickoff to Winner Contest. First prize, two tickets to go see the Argos against my old alma mater, the Blue Bombers.
Oh, the Blue Bombers?
I've many years living there and going, it's such a dry cold. My lungs are collapsing.
I thought you lived in Hamilton.
Let's not go there. earlier life. The police are listening. And also, the grand prize is going to be a set of Salen winter tires. That's all coming up before the end of the show.
All right, let's get to our callers. Marianne is standing by, or sitting by, I guess. Marianne, what can we do for you?
Yes, I'm due for my winter checkup.
Uh-huh.
And I've noticed recently when I'm starting up in first gear, I'm getting a humming noise. It's like when they're repaving a road, there's a section that is kind of rough.
Mm-hmm.
And when the tires go over, it sort of hums.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm getting that noise when I'm first starting up.
Mm-hmm.
And now, when I get going, it disappears.
So when you say you get going, but...
Well, in second gear, I guess. Or, you know, when I get over 30 kilometers.
All right, so it's not a matter of because the car is cold is what you're saying. It's whenever you're starting off from a lower speed, correct?
Right.
Okay. Well, one of the possibilities here, of course, is that you maybe have a loose heat shield underneath. You know, the exhaust system, well, the whole car is almost 20 years old. They do have heat shields underneath, and they will buzz or resonate at a particular RPM.
Right.
Okay. You may be able to even happen to get it to do it when you're standing still. If you just slowly increase the RPM in park or neutral, you may see it go up. But if you can make it happen, in other words, if you can show it to a technician or mechanic,
right.
You know, go into a garage and say, hey, let's go around the block. I've got this noise. It's a bit of a concern. If it is the heat shield, it's nothing to panic over. It's not really a safety item, so it's not bad. But I think we need to determine that first, okay?
Right.
So I would take it in the garage and say, come on, I want to take you out for a ride, and you want to listen to the sound. And I'm thinking it may be a heat shield. Can you tell me if it is or not?
I have a very good mechanic, and he said he would take it for a test drive.
Well, you know what? But you should go with him. That's the key.
Oh, okay.
Because there's probably other noises your car makes.
Uh-huh.
That you're happy to live with or you've considered normal. And this new sound, he's not aware of which is a good sound, which is a bad sound.
Right.
All righty?
Yes. The car is in great, like it runs like a new car.
Super.
The only thing wrong with it is rusting here and there.
Well, I tell you what, do us a favor. After you take it in for a test drive, give us a call back and let us know how things are going.
I certainly will.
Very good.
All right, Marianne, take care. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
You're
back
very
in
welcome.
With Ryan Rogers from Carcass Canada.
Mm-hmm.
That's your cue.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay,
camera 40.
Okay.
You got cue cards up for you now.
Well, we do, but I was just going to mention that leaves the line open. So if you've got a call, if you've got a car care question or a question for Ryan, by all means, give us a shout. Okay, a lot of people may be wondering, this happens to be the fall here in the Big Smoke. Is there a good time or bad time to buy a new car?
You know, I would say there's no bad time, but there's definitely better times in terms of discounts. So it's always a great time. This time of year is absolutely wonderful when they're phasing out the current model year and bringing in the new model year. So phasing out the 2017s, bringing in the 2018s.
We got to clear the old stock from the showroom.
That's exactly
it. We
got
to make room for these beauties.
That's exactly
Hyundai,
right.
Hyundai!
So what they're doing
right
now is essentially they're going to up the incentives a little bit more. So right now,
in other words, are going to give a bigger discount.
That's right. So the incentives will go up, you know, 500, 1,000. Mm-hmm. They'll be a little bit higher than what they were earlier in the year. And it's like you said, because they want to clear out the old stock.
Right.
Now, it's best to probably buy a car, you know, September, October is a great time. When you get into November, December, the car you want may be gone or stock might start to get limited. So really, there's kind of a balance there. But generally speaking, it's when they're clearing out the old model.
So looking at your screen at carcosscanada.com, the most popular cars are there. So if you're looking at, you're talking about incentives are getting better at a certain time of the year.
That's right.
You could actually, for say, you know, like a Hyundai Tucson or a Ford F-150, you could track, say, in May,
that's right,
what the incentives were, and then you come back in September, and
that's exactly right.
Really?
So, so just to get into my next part here, you know, you won't, if you get a free report only and you're a trial member, you won't be able to track month-to-month incentives. But if you become a pro member, I'll explain what you're going to get. So you'll get 5 more reports. And you'll get just that ability right there to track incentives monthly, have live incentive updates every single month to see how much better are they getting. And it's going to really allow you to compare and contrast, you know, incentives across all kinds of models to see what the best deal is. Because, you know, I don't know about you guys. Some of our members, they come, they already know what car they want. They just need the one report and that's fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I would say most people, one is not enough. They need to see what other incentives are available. You know, what are the deals on the other cars that I'm interested in?
So it's cool. It's like, you know, it's almost like buying a condo. You want to get a status certificate to see, you know, what's really behind the walls. And this is a great way of doing it and getting rid of the shakes.
Let me just ask quickly, and what is the cost of that Prime membership?
So, the Pro membership is $30. Mm-hmm. And with that, you're going to receive 5 reports,
right.
$50 and free gas from Esso. And live monthly price updates.
Wow. So you get your money back anyway.
You get your money back anyway.
It's almost free.
It really is a cool way of, you know, getting a car before you go into the dealership. So listen, we'll take some more calls if you got them for Ryan specifically with Car Cost Canada.
How about me? How about
car.
Me?
And Alan Gelman of Glen Allen Motors on Brisbane.
I dragged my tools down here.
Yes, we don't want to talk about that. And also the winner for the Sailing Kickoff to Winter Contest. We'll be announcing that before the hour is out.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Your wife's going to be happy right now. Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and we invite you to call in with some questions, whether about your car or how to get a something really new with carcostcanada.com. Also, you can listen to us online at davescornergarage.com, and we'll be announcing the winner for the sailing contest before the hour is out. Camera 43, cue card 14 is yours.
All right, we're going to bring up Don next from Toronto. Don, come on down. You could be a winner.
On the Price is Right.
There you go. Which door do you want? 1, 2, or 3?
2, please.
All right, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just curious. My remote control that opens the doors.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work anymore, and my mechanic that I took it to, he said that I have to have it done by a computer or something.
Well, have you tried to replace the battery?
I can't even get the back off it. He even tried.
Okay, well, they all have a battery inside.
So they do open then?
Absolutely, they do open. What kind of car is it?
It's a 207 Uplander.
Okay, you know what to do. Do you have a computer at home?
No, I don't.
Okay, do you have a friend with a computer at home?
Yes.
All right, go on over there. Go
I thought you were going to ask him, do you have friends?
Yeah, lots.
Oh, good. We're happy for you.
Go to YouTube, okay? And YouTube is where they have lots of videos, right?
Yeah.
And you can just type in the search box,
careful,
how to change battery in my, you know, such and such, whatever, your Uplander key fob, and you're going to see a bunch of videos. And it's really quite simple, and it works quite well. I mean, and if you had the owner's manual, it may even show you in there. Do you have the owner's manual for the car still?
Yes, I do.
Well, check it out. There may be a page that shows you how to change that battery, because you can get the battery at a dollar store. It's only like an old watch battery.
Okay, the round ones.
Yeah, exactly. And it's pretty simple to change. Most of them are – I mean, I don't know what your fob looks like, and I don't want to – tell you where to start chiseling with a hammer and a screwdriver, but
there it is. It's right there.
Yeah, we got it open, but I don't think it'll ever close again. So do that, and I would change the battery because that's the first thing to do.
Okay, and I have one other question for rust proofing.
Uh-huh.
Is it better for the spray or the other, like the gel or whatever?
Well, we've been hooked up with Crown for many years, and I've used the product on many cars over the years. I think it works great.
Spritz away.
The nice thing is that it creeps, eh? It starts to, you know, people complain about it dripping, of course, because it does move, but it actually goes into the cracks and crevices where normally the water and salt are going, so you want that barrier there. So it works great.
Okay, can you tell me, is that expensive?
No, not at all.
No.
What kind of so the normal application on a car is I think around 1/4, 1/50,
yeah,
something like
it's about
that.
But I mean, you look at it; it's going to last you. It's the longevity of your vehicle is even better. And if you go to Crown's website, depending where you're living, you can see the nearest location to you and go take it in. It's worth it.
Yeah, I will be taking it to Crown. Okay, guys, you have a good weekend.
You
thanks,
too,
Don. You too.
Say hi to all your friends. Okay.
Yeah, I will. I'll give them a shout. Okay.
Yeah, they can come over for the hockey game later on tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye-bye. I feel like we've known the guy. It's like a family member here.
Well, we got a computer here, eh?
Yeah, very good.
And, I was surfing through your website, and I noticed a thing flashing, and it said, buy now.
Right. Yeah, the buy now. So
what's that?
Great question. So when a recommended dealer isn't available, we've got the customer covered. So really what we have is the ability for them to ask us, what's my best price? Because that's really the question a lot of people are wondering is, what's the best price on this car for me? And it's different from person to person, right? So we're going to ask them a couple questions, you know, how are you paying? You know, we're trying to figure out what incentives they might qualify for. We're then going to send that best price estimate back to our to the member. Mm-hmm. And then from that point forward, they can do one of two things. They can use that information, use that knowledge, and go to a local dealer or maybe a dealer they've been dealing with in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can hire us to facilitate the deal for them, and we actually handle the whole thing. And that's for a fee of $99.
Okay, so in other words, you you handle this via email, of course.
That's right. So yeah, the price.
You
is
don't
set.
Go by and pick up Buddy at his door, and the two of you drive down to the shop.
No, that's right. So we do.
Could you help? I can't decide on what color. Could you help me out on this?
Yeah. So we do. Yeah, we do that all over the phone. Normally, we'll get in contact with the member, figure out all the details. What color do you want? Clarify all that information. And we will, facilitate the deal for them at their best price.
So pretty much at that point, they just need to go down to that dealer with their credit card.
Yep.
And they can get themselves a car.
That's right.
It's easy. It removes so much of the pressure.
It removes a lot of the pressure. And really for people that don't have a lot of time mm-hmm. or really just don't want to deal with that hassle, for them, that's well worth the $99.
So if you're looking at, say, a Honda Civic sedan that's up on your screen here right now.
That's right.
And you're building up what you want to buy, can you sort of download that into a PDF and then save it?
So that's actually automatically generated in your member dashboard. Okay. And so when customers log in, they're going to be able to see all the reports that they've built in their history. There's going to be a history folder. So it's really easy. It's live. It's interactive. They're instantly going to see everything once they log into their member dashboard. There's no waiting to get the report via email. If someone wants it via email, we can send it to them. And we, our customer service team is well equipped to handle that kind of request.
So ballpark, you go on the site and you're curious about a specific brand.
Right.
How long does it take for everything to go through?
Oh, a matter of minutes, to be honest with you. So the way it works is you'd head to the website, carcostcanada.com, choose your make, choose your model, choose the options you want on the vehicle.
Right.
Once you're finished doing that, the report is instantly generated for you and it shows you all the information, the incentives, the dealer invoice price, and the recommended dealer or the buy now, depending on the situation.
So question. So that's your one of. That's your freebie
That's the freebie. That's right.
So the question, of course, is if I've decided I want to change up the model or something obviously change manufacturer, but then you got to join at that point.
That's right. So, the most value you're going to get is by joining, as we discussed before, the ability to compare and contrast models and different brands is going to really show you the best price, the best
Super.
Prices out there. Yeah.
Some great information, eh?
Perfect.
We
I love it.
Save you money.
As the weather is changing with that winter coming here, and your car is probably acting up a little bit differently because the weather's changing so much right mm-hmm. now. If you got a question about what to do with your car, if you got some problems, Al's here for the hour, as are we. So stick around. Give us a call. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and you can listen to us online as well at DaveCornerGarage.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and we'll be announcing the winner of the Salen Kickoff to Winter Contest before 11 o'clock. Pair of tickets for the Argo game on the 21st, and more important, or as important, Kent. Show special favoritism here. a full set of winter tires, courtesy of Salen. All right.
They're great tires.
Phenomenal. I love them.
And I love the fact that they have road
hazard warranty.
Road hazard warranty. Thank you. Yeah, because most of the other manufacturers don't offer that anymore.
Not with pumpkins.
And sure enough, I had put a set of winter tires on a friend of mine's daughter's car last year. And a week later, she whacked a curb, or the curb jumped out, I should say. And
of course it did, yes.
Ruined the tire. And of course it was... Do I have to pay for that? Well, normally, yes, but we know they have roadside road hazard warranty, so we got our free tire.
Perfect,
it was great.
All right, you got a call.
We got a call.
Yeah, I think you do.
All right, we're going to talk to Vito.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe our producer is going no. Okay, go ahead. What do you want to do? You want to talk to take a caller? You'll be happy.
Okay, let's talk to Vito on line one. Vito.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
How you doing, Vito?
Yeah, I'm excellent.
Good.
I've been in the industry for probably longer than you guys have been alive. So if I can get one straight answer from the industry, I would greatly appreciate it or get your opinion on this.
Okay.
I bought that in 74. I bought a brand new Barracuda. And I got a thing at the bottom that said delivery charge and all that. It's been a sore spot for me since then. Why are we paying this? No other industry does it. I, whether they hide it or not, I can't go to, you know, I'd go to Walmart or whatever. Do they charge me to bring the stuff there? That's part of their doing business. And, you know, you get charged $1,700 for the luxury of me giving them $30,000. And then to boot it all, what do? They charge me $1,700 to bring the car to me.
Oh, so you're talking about where the freight and PDI charge?
Yes, correct. And I know between you and I what the actual cost of the thing is.
Right.
And I'm not against dealers making money. But if I had a choice, if they gave me a choice to say, listen, you can go pick it up in Oshawa, whatever, fine. I want it delivered, give it to me. But this is the only industry that I know, among other things, that will not do that. And I can't get a straight answer from any dealer, from any, well, it's because it's government regulated or all that. And I says, okay, I'm going to buy this car. Just put on there that I have an issue with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm signing this under duress. They won't do it. I would take them to court and sue and find out what the judge has to say about this bloody delivery charge that I'm sure everybody's got a sore point with it. You know, you give them $30,000 or whatever.
Well, no, I understand what you're talking about. You know, and as a matter of fact, you should be lucky that it's just the freight and PDI charge. And it's going to be different according to how far away that dealership is, of course. And if the manufacturer is charging so much for the car, the dealer has to get it to their lot because, as you say, you're not going to drive to Oshawa or, you know, the Kamai plant in Ingersoll here to get your car. So it has to be paid for. The fact, too, that as part of the pre-delivery inspection, you know, the plates get put on, the wipers get checked. It's a full service that they ask the mechanic to do. And it's for your own protection. So you're going to have at least an hour's labor there. So the car does come in first-class shape. So, but there are other charges. There's no question. I mean, we see other things, administration fees now all of a sudden, which some of those, you know, are, you know, funky. I mean, they may be, you know, erroneous. But you have the option to pay them or not. You can just go in with an option that says, or an offer that says, I'm not paying this, and see where it gets you.
I'll just make one suggestion before we go to break is, Vito, go to our website, davescornergarage.com. You'll see a link there for automotive experts, all right? Just tap on that and put your question in there, and we'll get back to you with maybe a suggestion of how you can go another route, okay? So we're going to announce the winner for the Sailing Car Contest before the hour is out. Gee, they're working today, Uncle Al. And some more questions about how to buy a car online, looking at it before you go into the dealer, with Ryan Rogers from Car Cost Canada.
And speaking of experts, we lost one 2 weeks ago at our shop, and we have an opening now. So if you're a well-experienced auto mechanic and looking to lead a good group of guys, email me, alan@glenallenmotors.com.
Right.
Love to talk.
Okay. We also, last thing before we go to break, is there is a great car collection show auction going on at the International Center this weekend. We're going to talk to Mike Wilson from Lant Insurance right after this break. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and you can listen to the show as well online at davescornergarage.com. And we're going to go out to the collector car auction going on at the International Center and say hi to Mr. Mike Wilson. How are you, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing well. Yourself?
Very good.
Mike,
good, good.
Mike, and I had written here, I could tell by the sound of your voice that you're at the International Center is an auction, but I don't hear any auction going on in the background.
Hey. Well, you know what? Our booth is right beside the auction block there. The cars kind of line up right in front of our booth, so it is a little louder right there, so I kind of stepped away for a minute.
Super. Now, you've been at the auction since yesterday. What can you tell us? What kind of cars they got there? Anything really hot?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, there's some amazing stuff here. First off, I got to, you know, give a shout out. They got a 1970 Plymouth Superbird 426 Hemi car right up front. So,
is it purple or green?
It's actually yellow.
Oh, my third choice, yeah.
Hey, but you know what? It's a Hemi car, so we can't complain, right?
Right, absolutely.
That'll be going a little later this afternoon. I got some, you know, I'm into the weird stuff. There's a 63 Imperial convertible that I've, you know, got my eye on right now, so.
But your garage isn't big enough to fit it, you know?
It's never big enough. Yeah, they got a 94 Viper, 1,200 original kilometers on the car, fully back, you know, maybe 63 split window, 4-speed car.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some nice stuff coming up this afternoon.
Hey, so, Mike, can I ask you just one thing? Wherever your phone is, can you get a little bit closer to her? We're having a tough time picking you up.
Oh, certainly, yeah. Is that any better?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, Al's like
perfect.
That. Okay.
Well, and specifically, Lant Insurance is for people who buy these specialty cars, right?
You got it. Yeah, we offer the insurance for any antique, classic, special interest, hot rod, going around.
And before we let you go, what is the big promotion that you guys going on with the other auction going on?
Yes, so definitely. We've got this is actually the last weekend for our Barrett-Jackson auction. So basically it's a refer-a-friend contest. You refer a friend over, you enter into a draw that we're doing later this month for a trip for two to the Barrett-Jackson.
All right. So in other words, if you got a friend who's got a specialty car and looking for part-time insurance, full-time insurance for a part-time price, let's call it that, right?
There you go.
And what's the website so people can find out more about insuring a classic car?
www.lantinsurance.ca.
Okay, listen, thanks for calling in, and get that 63 car. It's worth it.
Sounds good.
You can buy a new set of Titleist next year.
And, Mike, don't scratch your head unless you're looking to buy a car, because you could win one by mistake.
You could easily do that.
Yeah. All right, take care of yourself.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, listen, we're going to take a few more calls right now, and we'll get back to Ryan Rogers from Car Cost Canada in a second. Go, Hal.
All right, we were talking about Hamilton before. We're going to go out to the Hammer right now and speak to Bruce. What can we do for you, sir?
Thank you.
Hey.
I have an 06 Ford Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm at the light, it's a 3-liter. When I'm at the light, the engine starts to surge, wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part is my mechanic was working on my truck, and I'm a senior. He said that we were talking about Crown, which is I've had it for over 25 years. Awesome product.
Right.
He said that they've never undercoated the hood of the engine. And I wonder if that's part of the deal.
No, normally they would. I think it's probably one of the first things they do is they pop the trunk lid and pop the hood. Not so much the bottom surface of it needs it, but there's certainly folds there. Like the hood, the top piece of the metal is solid, and it folds over the edges. And it's inside these edges that trap the water. So that's normally... Well, question, do you have any rust underneath the hood?
I have a little bit of bubble on the surface where mm-hmm. the fold is
right.
coming through from... obviously from
well, you know what? If you've gone regularly, you still have a warranty. So I would go back and see your Crown guy, and maybe he can do something for
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
You know,
what about my Surge?
Your Surge. Do you have air conditioning in that car?
Yep.
What I would try to do is, well, first, does it work?
Oh, yeah.
It does, eh? Well, what you want to do is look at your heater controls. I'm thinking that what's happening is that your Freon could be low a little bit, and your compressor is cycling too fast. And every time your compressor comes off and on, and it could be quite quick, you know, just seconds.
Right.
It's going to adjust it's going to try to adjust the RPM up and down.
That's what it does, yeah.
Okay, so what to do is shut the whole system down as far as the heating and air conditioning. Make sure it's in the off position, and then see if the surge is still there. And then while you're sitting at the light, if it's gone, then simply turn it on and see if you can recreate it. Because I'm thinking that's what maybe it is.
Yeah, because I use my air conditioner a lot being a senior.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good idea. Thank you very much.
You're very much, Bruce. Good luck.
Thanks for calling in.
Have a great weekend.
Why don't we do this right now?
Okay.
We're going to give away a pair of tickets for the Argo game, courtesy of Salem Tires.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner this time around is Elaine Bain. So, Elaine, we know you're out there. Don't be shy.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call if you can before the show is out, or go online to our website, and you'll see a contact place. Click in your name there, and we'll get a hold of you for picking up the tickets for the Argo game. And before the hour's out, we're going to give away a full set of winter tires from Salem Tires.
Right, and everybody needs to get winter tires, especially this time of year. As a matter of fact, you know...
They put the heat on in our condo today.
It's almost Halloween-y. As a matter of fact, at Glendale Motors this week, we've got pumpkin spice brake pads.
Pumpkin spice brake pads.
Not really.
Is it a latte or what?
All right, we're going to, speaking of lattes, we've got Ken in Oakville's got a Jaguar. He probably drinks lattes.
May go to Car Cost Canada. Jaguar, I'll take that.
And Stan in Mississauga wants to know about his Honda Accord, whether you should fix it or scrap it.
We'll stay with it. Go ahead now.
We'll take those calls, and we got one line open. What the heck? You can call me, too. This is Glen Allen. Oh, that's my shop.
Are you lonely? No more coffee for him.
I'm so used to it. It's Allen and Glen Allen. Give me a call.
Al's lonely.
I got an estimate for you. We need an okay to go ahead.
I think we're going to commercial right now.
Let's go. This is Dave's Corner Garage.
Very good.
We'll be right back.
Isn't that clever? Now, do you know who your name is right now or what?
It is right. It must have gone with door number 3. I would have gone with door number 2. Tony before when
call Alan Monday because he's lonely. All right, listen, we're with CarCostCanada.com. The brand manager is Ryan Rogers. So I've got a question for you, Mr. Rogers.
Shoot.
Don't go there, Al.
Shoot.
Why do I need a report before going to a dealer?
Excellent question. So really, the report is going to give you all the information and the empowerment in order to get the best price on your new car. So really, if you go into the dealership and you don't have a report, you really have no leverage, no negotiating power, no information. You don't know what the best price is. You don't know what the starting price is. It's just like going in blindly and really hoping for the best, right? You might get paired with the sales guy who's just trying to make a commission off you. You may get hit with hidden fees you don't really understand. So having a report shows you the price you should pay, what that price is based on, and really just helps you be as informed as possible.
Well, you know, Vito was too upset about that PDI business. So you're saying it will show all those fees?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, the freight and the PDI, that is a legitimate charge.
Right.
There are charges that are not necessarily non-legitimate, but like things like administration fees, which can be waived.
No,
which,
I understand. I mean, it gets kind of silly. we made a wedding a while back. And we had, yeah,
I didn't get an invite,
you know, and we had to pay extra to have the seats covered at the banquet hall. And I said, how come we need to do that? She says, well, the banquet hall seats look crummy. I went, well, then the banquet hall should get new seats, right? Why should I have to pay for them?
And that's kind of
like you go in a restaurant and they say, oh, did you want cutlery and a plate with that? Because we have to charge extra for that.
Or it's like getting gas at some of these gas stations who will go nameless. And you have to pay for air now.
You have to pay for air everywhere.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's like, why? $1.50. I pulled in to get gas a couple days ago. It was like $1.50 for air.
What's the time? Like, what if you do it slow? Do you run out? Do you have to pay again?
Yeah. You have exactly 2 minutes.
Wow.
And that's it. We're going to charge them for air.
All right. We got a lot of people been waiting a whole long time. We're going to go to Stan in Mississauga, who's got a Honda, and he's betwixt and between, I guess. Stan?
Yes, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'd very much appreciate your opinion. I have a 2003 Honda Accord, which is a beautiful car. It's the best car I think I've ever had in 60 years. At any rate, it got rear-ended. It was parked, and it drove the car maybe 5 feet ahead.
Right.
It was in park.
Ooh.
And, well, right now it's in the garage, and I haven't heard anything from them yet because it was just a couple of days ago that I had it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in your opinion, should I get that car fixed? The damage is basically, the biggest damage in my estimation is the transmission. I started the car, and it won't go forward or backward. I just hear a lot of clinking like glass. And the rear end is damaged, of course, on the driver's side at the rear end.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if maybe I shouldn't get that car fixed because it's really a great car.
Right, but how much is the insurance company prepared to give you for the or pay out on this? Do you know?
Well, I don't know that yet because everything is up in the air so far. But I just wanted some information ahead of time, and you know, I wanted your opinion.
Well, I think, see, if you're saying already that you know the transmission's not working properly, you know, you're looking at $4,000 or $5,000 just to fix that, okay? And that's before to even get to the bodywork. So the issue is going to be the value of your car, as much as it's worth a whole lot of money to you, really on the block is maybe only worth $2,000 at best. It's an old car.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to invest, you know, you've got, let's say, $4,000 for a tranny. You need at least $2,000, I'm going to guess, without even seeing it, to fix the body and the back end of it. So there's no way the insurance company is going to want to spend $6,000 on it. I would probably
appreciate that, all right. But do you think they'd have to replace the transmission totally?
It sounds like. I mean, it's going to have to come out anyways. To fix it. Like, if you're saying you put it in a gear and it doesn't go and it just makes bad noises, that can't be a good thing. There's something physically broken inside. So I think what you should do is take the settlement. By all means, they're like any other company. They're going to, you know, they want to try to get out as cheap as they can. You don't have to accept the first set of money they want to give you. You could go back and say, you know what, I kept it in nice shape, and here's my service records, and here's the mileage. Could you sweeten the pot a little bit? And at that point, hey, maybe they'll give you another $500 or $1,000. You'll be lucky. That would be my best bet. All right. Thank you for calling with that. We're going to go quickly.
No, we got to do this first.
Okay, go.
We still got time.
All right.
Okay, listen. The grand prize winner for the Salen Winter Kickoff promo that we've been running for the last month, and we want to thank the hundreds of people who are registered online with us, is Cheryl Mosco. Cheryl, you've won yourself a full set of winter tires from Salen, and we'll set something up for you to pick them up. So congratulations.
It's going to cost a lot of money to pick them up, being she lives from Moscow.
No.
she don't live from Moscow. Her name is Moscow.
You know, and as far as Carcross Canada goes, right, looking at it, if people are sort of hesitant, they can just go online to the website, read some of the customer feedback. And more importantly, if you want to, you can give them a call on Monday. And the number there is 1-866-453-6995 and talk to somebody if you're sort of a little bit concerned about, well, I don't know how to work this thing. But
that's right. And one thing I want to quickly add to that.
Not allowed.
If you're not, if you don't fully understand, we have a great set of videos on our website that explain, it's a little skit, some nice original content that explains exactly how our service works in a fun format. So for those who are more visual, check those videos out and it'll really help.
Absolutely. I love YouTube. We use it almost every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can find out how to change the cabin filter in your car. And if you feel energetic, do it yourself. And same way on Carcross Canada.
For sure.
Well, they got videos like hassle-free experience and factory incentives. That's the, to me, that's the biggest one.
Oh, you're on a clean site.
Yes, I am. Well, it's still, the show's still, you're disgusting. No, but it's true, though. There's a great way of going in and getting away from the sweats of going into a dealership and putting everybody's mind at ease.
Absolutely. So everyone should head to carcostcanada.com, get your free report, and discover the rebates you may qualify for.
And if you want to get out of the rain today, head over to the International Center. The auction is going on. You can pick yourself a sweet car. And if you need insurance, you can grab it from Mike at Lant Insurance on the way out.
Yeah, and listen, you can go to Collect Your Car Auctions website, and you can see some of the cars that are up for auction over the weekend, and it's a nice way of going there before you're actually going to be there.
Oh, and good news. They may have settled the strike at the Kamai Assembly Plant. We get to keep making cars here rather than going to Mexico. That's a good thing.
Maybe you don't have to go to Sears now.
Say goodnight, dear.
Bye, son.
Sebastian, thanks for doing a great job behind the board in spite of all our shenanigans. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be back next week with an exciting show. See you then. Drive safe, everyone.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.